Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today is the age on which it is thought that worship has become obligatory. Generally, it is said at the age of 10, it becomes obligatory on a child to worship the Almighty. And the argument for this is drawn from a narrative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per which he has told people that they should advise their children to pray when they are 7 years of age, and if they do not do so by 10 years of age, then they should be punished for this. Now, on the basis of this, people draw this conclusion that perhaps 10 years is the age at which people must understand that their children are liable to pray, and if they do not do so, then they shall be held accountable before the Almighty. Now, let me first of all clarify the fact and state this very, very distinctly that as far as this narrative is concerned, which is generally presented to adduce this opinion, it is not technically correct. As far as the criteria of a sahih narrative are concerned, which our muhaddisun or scholars of hadith have laid out, this narrative does not fulfill those criteria, and therefore it is not a technically sahih narrative, and therefore it has to be ignored. In this regard, what needs to be understood is that as far as worship rituals are concerned, they become obligatory not at a particular age, which does, for example, a 10-year-old boy or a 9-year-old girl. It's not that the age that is important. It is the fact that a person has a comprehension. It develops the comprehension of good and evil that makes that person liable before the Almighty. So it's not the age, it is the comprehension of or the cognizance of good and evil. As soon as a person enters this mature age in which he knows the right from wrong, in which he's able to distinguish right from wrong, in which he has a comprehension of right and wrong, it is that age in which he shall be held accountable not only for Islamic worship rituals, but for all his acts. Thus, for example, if he's lying, or if he's being dishonest, if he's being immoral, so not only Islamic rituals, but other elements of our worship, of our obligations, which include our moral being, they too shall be included in that. So it needs to be understood that since this awareness of good and evil can be different for different societies, for different children, so therefore it is not the age which should be fixed. And one should say that at the age of 10, one should start punishing one's children for not praying or doing other acts of worship. This would not be correct. The correct approach in this would be that worship rituals become obligatory as soon as a person has this awareness of good and evil. And when a child has that awareness of good and evil, in that too, if there has to be some punishment involved, there has to be some sternness involved, then that too should not be taken as if one is forcing one's children to do those worship rituals. That should actually be understood as if people are instructing their children for worship rituals. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ